Happy Wednesday out there, May 27th, 2020. One of those weeks already, right? Coming off a More Pain show last night, and Jesus, there's so many shows. This is another Pain in the Morning. We got another podcast coming. Let me fix this mic here. Another podcast coming later today. The main podcast. Just come off again, More Pain last night on patreon.com/truepundit. You guys seen this video of the cop with the knee on the neck of the handcuffed man pleading for help? Guy died in the street. See this in Minneapolis? This is what's going to happen to you. You're up next. Don't kid yourself. They'll stick your head in a vice next when these contact tracers come creeping around to your house. Say, oh, your cell phone said that you were in contact with somebody who might have something wrong with them, and now we're coming into your house. I mean, this is what's going on. I've said it before, and I'll say it again. These cops have not doing themselves any favor. The summer's right around the corner. Summer's here, basically. Let's see what happens. History is not going to be... History's not on the side of the police when you behave this way. Putting a light. I'm straddling the fence. I'm trying to remain pro-law enforcement, but, you know, part of me is... I guess you'll watch that video. If you haven't seen it, we got a story on True Pundit out front. Go look at the video. What are these guys standing around talking to the cops for? Saying, hey, man, leave the guy alone. Get off him. You're killing him. Go yank one of these fucking cops off the guy. Say, get the fuck off of him. You're killing him. What's the matter? What are they going to do, arrest you for saving somebody's life? I mean, at what point do you step in and say, like, yo, dude, you're killing the guy? Stand there with your camera and you film the whole thing? What doesn't make you, I mean, at some point, someone's got to stand up. See what I'm saying? Like, that's just me. I'd say, yo, get off the fucking guy. Let's go. Get off him. Give a fuck who you think you are. You're obviously killing the guy. No one's picked this up if you watch the video, but having been in certain situations like this, you know the guy's in peril when there's a, be a little bit graphic, but I mean, that's, we're all adults. There's a line that runs under the car. It looks like, you know, could be the air conditioner leaking. It's urine. His body releases urine. Okay. He's failing. He's dying. And the body, his bladder releases. But you can't see that because he's pinned down behind a car. But that's what... little stream of liquid comes down and toward the curb. That's urine. These cops don't know that. I'm sitting here. I know that. I'm saying, God damn, this guy's in bad shape. They're choking him out. This guy's choking him out. This is another human being treated like a cattle or livestock. It's sad. I've talked about it on here before. I don't know what our threshold is for this kind of thing as a country, but I would say that we are past the point of the threshold. That's what I would say. Of course, what the hell do I know? I'm down here in Philly. Minneapolis. Let me tell you something. That guy, that happened in Philly? I know what would have happened to those cops. That's what I'm trying to tell you. Tell these cops to cut the shit. You're not going to get support out here when you do shit like that. And when things go bad, no one is going to be in your corner. Those guys should be locked up. The whole lot of them. There's another cop there. He's like just standing there like bad-mouthing people, doing nothing. Why doesn't he say, yo, get away from the guy? Tell the other cop, get off him. Are you insane? Get off the guy. What's going on here? In all seriousness, what is going on? So that's what I want to know. What is happening? Why would they do this? They know they're being videoed. It's just something. This guy's dead. Telling you, things on the street go bad. That could be you. Just as easily as it was this guy. You never know. You get mistaken identity or something, and next thing you know, at some point you got to step in and stop this stuff. if you're out on the curb and stuff. You can't let these guys get away with this stuff. The problem is, too, you end up being gunned down. You know, you like jump in, they tase you, then they beat you down. I understand the downsides of getting involved, but Jesus Christ, you why? It's hard to watch. I mean, I said earlier today, I think it's worse than the Rodney King video. Because it's broad daylight. Nobody does anything. They're filming it. I understand the importance of filming it, right? A woman filmed it. I understand it. But there's dudes out on the street yapping. And where's the other police? And where's the EMTs? They had this guy pinned down for 5 minutes. What the fuck's going on in this city? Street doesn't forget. I say that so many times, I really mean that. Later in the summer, shit goes bad. And maybe not even the summer. I think shit might be going bad in Minneapolis pretty damn soon. Be coming for us next. You watch. I don't say that lightly. This contact tracing is bad news. It's bad news. Shout out to everybody out there on True Pundit checking out our news. And yeah, we got retweeted by the president. He threw us into a controversy. It couldn't just be like just a retweet of an FBI story we did. It was kind of cut and dry. He has to throw us into the fucking into the crucible, the mainstream media. The good news is I don't give a shit and I can handle it. We can handle it here. We don't really. But if it was some other wallflower, they probably would have folded by now under all the pressure. I've been through this stuff before, so I don't really pay attention to the media. But it's been a busy couple days on True Pundit, and we give a special shout out to everybody out there on patreon.com/truepundit. And subscribestar.com/truepundit that are watching the video podcast of this pain in the morning. Thank you for your support. And since we've suspended ad revenue until maybe next week, we'll try some different company, then this is the way you can benefit us. And even during that, I mean, we make so little on ads. It's like you wouldn't even believe it. Sometimes you wonder, well, what is the point of this? But so we appreciate the direct support because that's really our bread and butter. And we thank you. So let's get started on some headlines. For economy, worst of coronavirus shutdowns may be over. Current projections have the economy contracting by 6-7%. This year, and unemployment lingering in double-digit percentages for a while. But for the first time since the pandemic forced, I don't know why they call it a pandemic. This is like a panic-demic or a plandemic more than anything. Widespread U.S. business closures in March. It appears conditions in some corners of the economy are getting worse and aren't getting worse. I'll tell you what's getting worse is my eyesight. And might be improving. If this is the only wave of coronavirus, it looks like we've bottomed out. And the normalization process has begun, said Beth Ann Bovino, U.S. Chief Economist at S&P Global Ratings. Beth, I hope it is the only wave of coronavirus. I have my doubts whether that's going to be true. TSA security screening checkpoints fell to 87,000 in April, 96% below the same day a year earlier. But by May 24th, the figure had more than tripled to 267,000, although that's still down 87% since last year at the same time. We're past the trough in terms of peak damage, says Gregory Dacko, chief U.S. economist at Oxford Economics, with high-frequency indicators showing a burgeoning rebound in terms of how much people are spending. You can see that turn in the data, which is encouraging, he said, but you have to be cautious that we're rebounding from extremely depressed levels. Truckstop.com, which measures demand in trucking's spot market says its weekly index has improved for four straight weeks, and the available loads were up 27% in the week ended May 18th. Still down overall, though, obviously. The beginning of April marked a trough for real estate activity. Trough is like the big word in the story. I haven't read the word trough in a story since Orwell's Animal Farm, but now suddenly it's twice in this story. The beginning of April marked a trough for real estate activity, according to data from ShowingTime, a real estate software provider. With cities across the U.S. shut down, property showings scheduled throughout the country, a measure of buyer demand, were down nearly 50% in mid-April, but picked up this month. Showing activity measured as a rolling weekly average in 100 top markets. It was up 27%, according to Showing Time. Meanwhile, Mortgage Bankers Association data shows a recent rebound in mortgage applications. Yeah, but does that offset the foreclosure applications or the applications with mortgage companies for forbearance? You know, that would be an interesting comparison. Why don't you do it? Because I'm doing this. People always say, why don't you do this? And why don't you do that? And why don't you do this? And why are you doing things this way? And why are you doing things that way? Send me where you work so I can come in and critique your ass too, please. Thank you. You think it's easy running one of these fucking rackets? You're free to start your own. We started this thing with $35. I'll send you the $35. Good luck. Much of the pickup in activity reflects states' decisions to start opening up segments of their economies that have been shut down to prevent the spread of infection, including Florida, Georgia, Ohio. This is expected to boost consumer spending as Americans venture out to restaurants and shops. You think they're going to venture out to restaurants and shops? Not if they're being fucking tailed by apps and contact tracing. If I go have to go into a restaurant and you're skimming some code on my phone, or I have to check in, fuck you. I'm not fucking spending my money at your place. Fuck yourself. Go out of business. Go out of business and you can look back and say, you know what? Maybe I shouldn't have been a government robot. Maybe I shouldn't have treated people like pieces of shit and I'd have a business. It's pretty basic. I won't eat anywhere that they're tracking you while you eat. Been eating at home for months. It's pretty good. It's cheaper. Eat healthier. I like eating out. I like going to restaurants, but not if you're fucking tracking me. I'm not a Canadian goose. You tag the guy and you follow him around for the rest of your life. Not some monarch butterfly you tag. I mean, this is stupid. You know, but a lot of people are going to do this. A lot of store owners are going to do this. And I'm just not going to play. I got no problem not going to a restaurant. More money. Restaurants are expensive. Now, again, I like going. And I plan on going in the future, but not if I have to be some tracked robot. Tracked like some livestock. On fucking Mutual of Omaha's Wild Kingdom. I got Jim and fucking Perkins in the weeds watching me eat steak dinner. I don't need that. Google it, kids. The effects of government aid, such as enhanced unemployment benefits, could ease in coming months, Federal Reserve officials warn. Yeah, because there's no fucking money. They gave it all to big corporations. Who didn't need it? I get fired up. Conditions could deteriorate again if a second outbreak emerges as more Americans come out of their homes and return to a more normal life. September. That's kind of the rumbling that's going around. Taken under advisement. Late September, they might have something else planned. It's not set in stone, but be prepared. Don't get caught with your pants down this time. No food and things like that. Consumer spending provides, and fucking save your money between now and then in case something does blow up. You have a couple nuts put away for the winter. Consumer spending provides the most fuel for U.S. economic growth, accounting for about two-thirds of output. Its prospects hinge on whether the businesses that cut millions of jobs since mid-April will be able to bring back workers as the economy reopens. People are likely to spend if they have steady paychecks and feel economically secure and aren't tracked like a flock of geese. That's obviously, I added that part. Goes on and on and on. Blah, 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 blah. This is why I used to hate business reporting. When I wrote business stories, I try to get somebody that would just say something completely outlandish to spice up the story. But no such luck in this one. About 2.4 million Americans applied for first-time jobless benefits in the week through May 16th, down from the record of nearly 7 million who applied in the last week of March. According to Labor Department data, number of people receiving benefits in the week ended May 9th. Blah, 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 blah. It's fucking bad. Let me just break this paragraph down. It's fucking bad out there. There's like 40 million people without jobs or who've applied for jobless benefits, I should say. There's more than that without jobs, obviously. The job losses often persist for months after recovery begins. The 2007 to 2009 recession ended in June 2009, but the unemployment rate didn't peak until months later at 10% in October 2009 and remained above 9% for nearly another 2 years. Guys, anybody who thinks we're breaking out of this in a couple months, okay, is smoking some really good hash. This could take years to dig out of this mess. If there's not a second wave, and I guess I would venture to think, based on everything they've thrown at us, some kind of second wave is going to be, or some kind of event will be tossed at us before the election to try to seal the deal for these criminals. Second headline. Meat industry trying to get back to normal, but coronavirus persists. This is the meat broadcast. We've talked about meat on here a lot. Excuse me. Talk all day. This is what happens. Tuesdays are my talking days. Tuesdays for talk. I think I probably talk on Tuesday before I even turn on the mic. I'm talking all day to people. I'm going to say on camera on the Tuesday between the two podcasts and the More Pain Show, 6 hours on the mic. That's about right. 6 hours on the mic. It's no problem. A May report from CoBank. We're still on this. No, we're on the meat story. Meat industry trying to get back to normal. But coronavirus persists. A May report from CoBank, which specializes in serving rural America, warns that meat supplies in grocery stores could shrink as much as 35%. Prices could spike 20%, and the impact could become even more acute later this year as the knock-on effects of the U.S. agricultural supply chain are felt. I was like running a marathon, that sentence. Man, I gotta do some stretches. So it's back to what I just said. Stock up for the winter, right? If you're not going away this summer, if you had a vacation plan, maybe put the kibosh on it and load up a little bit, you know, in case the winter goes bad. Those vacation photos are fun to look at, but when you're when you're burning them for heat in the winter, sometimes you got to tighten the belt. I know all about it. We didn't go on vacation, I think, for like 7 or 8 years when I was fighting the FBI. So, it's the way it is. So think about the winter and having your ducks in a row. Prices are going to continue to spike. That's if nothing else happens. I wouldn't put anything past these people again, especially if people like see, you know, are being treated and pushed around and you don't push back, you don't fight back, you don't stand up for yourself. They're going to do it again because they know they can. You're weak. You're soft. Don't be weak and soft. If you see somebody getting killed in the street, maybe say something to the police and get together and be like, yo, get off of that guy. You know why? That could be you. Could be you. All this stuff comes that you think it doesn't affect you? That's what we thought with politics. It doesn't affect me. It's nothing to do with me. What happens down in Washington? You're sitting at home now for weeks, months. But I didn't think it affected you. It's your fucking country. It affects you. It all affects you. See somebody being treated like a farm animal in the street. Maybe do something about it. At least where I come from, that we wouldn't put up with that. We wouldn't. That's just me. I don't know. People grow up different, have different ways of doing things. I'm just saying. With an April 28th executive order encouraging meat plants to... It fucking bothers me, to tell you the truth, to see that. Been pro-law enforcement for a long time. We got a lot of friends who are cops. This is not cool. This is not... It bothers me. It bothers me. That's why I don't consider myself like some robot who's penned into these political arguments. You got to be this. You got, if you're conservative, you got to love all police, and no matter what they know. I call it like I see it. I call it like I see it. If it's bullshit, I'm going to talk about it. If it offends somebody, I don't fucking care. I think we're headed for dark days here, folks, is what I'm trying to tell some of these cops out there. I'm trying to give you warnings to back the fuck off. Don't mess with people who already have problems. It's like lighting a powder keg. You never know what the hell's going to happen. Be smart out there if you're a street cop. Use your fucking head. You want to make it home at night. Got a family too. Come on. Be smart. Do unto others as they would do unto you. This guy had no weapon. What's the risk? There's no danger to you. Some of these guys shouldn't be cops. They're crazy. Simple as that. This guy who did this, is this cop who did it, this guy, and the people who are standing around, they shouldn't be cops. They don't have the temperament. Maybe they did and they lost it along the way. That happens. Get the fuck out. Go do something else. Over the past month, more than half of the 30 meat processing plants that had shuttered because of coronavirus have reopened. That's good. Bad news is... They couldn't afford to shut for any time. The supply chain can't afford those types of shutdowns. Over the past month, the number of infections tied to three of the country's biggest meat processors, Tyson Foods, Smithfield Foods, and JBS, has gone from just over 3,000 to more than 11,000. That's encouraging. Somebody keeps ringing me up here. You have to pardon my quick... You never know what's coming in on these things. Sometimes some information comes flying in here, and it's very... Somebody's asking questions, some FBI. Asking questions about Durham. Sometimes I scratch my head, so what are they asking me for? You're in the FBI. Oh, God. I'm just a guy from Philly. In Iowa, Nebraska, and South Dakota, coronavirus cases linked to meat workers represent 18, 20, and 29% of the state's total cases. Many plants have reopened, blah, 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 blah. Tell me how much it's going to cost me or get the fuck out. That's like my recent thing today. Somebody was trying to tell us how much money we could make, and if we go with this ad company, go with this guy. I said to him just straight out, look, I got a long day. You got 15 seconds to convince me. That's it. Or I got other stuff to do. I'm on a schedule. Right? So I'm cutting through all the bullshit here. I don't want to fucking read anymore. It's just crap. We know hogs are dying. We know there's a shortage of hogs. Blah, 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 blah. Bacon's expensive. We know. Blah, 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 blah. He's losing it. I told you guys, you tune in on the video, you even get to see a man come unglued. It's better than any Netflix series. With time lapse of a diary of a madman who still believes in his country and red, white, and blue USA. Watching it all dissolve in front of his eyes on a daily basis. Washington State counting gunshot victims among its coronavirus. Washington State, whose unemployment commission was scammed out of millions by a Nigerian 419 scam. Washington State, who's the governor out there? H.R. Puffin stuff? I think there's a lot of puffing and stuffing going on out there. I think that's part of the problem. It's a dumb motherfuckers out in Washington State. On Thursday, somebody's smoking pine trees out there. What do you got there? Some good weed? No, we're smoking conifers. On Thursday, the Washington State Department of Health, DOH, confirmed a report by the Freedom Foundation that they've included those who tested positive COVID-19, but died of other causes, including gunshot injuries, and their coronavirus death tolls. Next, they'll be adding grizzly bears, black bears, brown bears, and deer who were killed in whose hunting tags have been turned in. Those animals also died of COVID-19. The report concluded that of 828 COVID-19 deaths reported as of May 8th in Washington State, 82% lists some variation of COVID-19 in one of the causes of death on the death certificate. 5% of the death certificates do not even list COVID-19 as a cause of death, but indicate it was a significant condition contributing to death. Well, that's interesting. 13% the deaths involve persons who had previously tested positive for COVID-19 but did not have the virus listed anywhere on their death certificate as either causing or contributing to death. Everybody, it's like Oprah. You die of COVID-19. You die of COVID. You get COVID-19. You die. Oh, this is that maniac Inslee. He's the governor, not Puffin stuff. When asked about the foundation's report at a press conference Monday, Governor Jay Inslee dismissed it as dangerous, disgusting, and malarkey. He further accused the Freedom Foundation of fanning these conspiracy claims from the planet Pluto and not caring about the lives lost to COVID-19. This fucking moron Inslee is the guy who said if you're not tested for the virus, you can't leave the house. And you can't pick up your prescriptions and get any medication or any groceries that Inslee and his wing monkeys will assign your household a handler who will shop for you and get your medications. Guys like Inslee never had their fucking nose broken when they were a kid. I swear to Christ, that is half the battle with these guys. Everybody growing up should have one good, at least one good ass whooping. Talking about guys, not women. Change your perspective on life. Inslee. Come on, Jay, get in there. I can see this guy, right? We're going to Jay's soccer game. He's playing in the playoffs. Come on, Jay. Get aggressive, Jay. He's just not aggressive. We don't know what to do. It's not his thing. I don't know. Maybe next season. The kid's a pussy, Okay. Next season's not going to help. These guys grow up, right? They get pushed around. They get benched. They grow up and then they get some power. And it's, you can't leave your fucking house. You can't go to the grocery store. You can't do anything unless you listen to what I say. Because I had a shitty childhood. I got pushed around. And I was never compelling enough to hang out with. Either by the dudes or the ladies, whatever. And this is what you get. And that, my friends, is what American politics attracts. Narcissists, people with serious psychological deficiencies, sociopaths, psychopaths, etc. Nobody else in the right mind would go into it. Chicago mayor launches police raid to stop black church's Sunday service. This is that another bird brain mayor. Mayor Lightfoot? She should be called Mayor Lightbrain, not Lightfoot. She's a... Have you seen this mayor? She looks a little wild. She was the one who said no one can leave their house. And then she went out and got a haircut. She looks like kind of like the female version of a disheveled Eric Holder. She at least that's what she looks like to me. She might have gone to Holder's public service seminar where she's acting. On Sunday, Chicago, has she worried about black church's Sunday service? 40 people were gunned down in Chicago over the holiday weekend. I think 8 or 9 died. We talked about that yesterday. Maybe worry about that instead of people who are going to black churches. Jesus, this is what I'm talking about. These people are all fucking nuts. On Sunday, Chicago's first openly gay mayor. What does that have to do with fucking anything? What does that have to do with anything? I never get that. What does happen being first? It's like they're saying, take it easy because this lady is openly gay. So don't treat her like she should be treated. She's openly gay. She has enough to deal with, right? That's basically what it says to me, right? The third word of the fucking story is about their sexuality. What does that have to do with the story? That's like saying every story you write, Jim Brown or Jim Smith, a Caucasian, or Jim Brown, an African American. You're taught in journalism school not to put these things in. You never identify race unless it has something specifically to do with the story. But sexuality should be treated the same way. I don't care that she's openly gay. What does that have to do with raiding black churches? I don't get these journalists. They're fucking dummies. On Sunday, Chicago's first openly gay mayor, Lori Lightfoot. I don't... mounted a raid on black Southside church for holding services in defiance of her coronavirus lockdown orders. Nobody cares what you have to say, Lori, L-O-R-I. Lightfoot reportedly sent 3 marked squad cars and 2 unmarked cars. Is this on Chicago police? Is this going to be on Chicago Fire and Chicago Hospital and Chicago Police? This is going to be on one of their episodes. Ooh. She sent 3 marked squad cars and 2 unmarked cars full of officers to the Chicago Cornerstone Baptist Church in the South Side's Woodlawn neighborhood. The pastor of the mostly black congregation, Courtney Lewis, now we didn't need to know that either, reportedly shut and locked the doors and refused to allow the officers to gain entry to the building. Pastor Lewis felt like he was confronting the Soviet-style KGB. At least his brother did something about it. Lock the doors. Don't let him in. Guy getting choked out in the street. People were over there with the goddamn cameras. The only thing missing was a couple dudes with the gunpowder flash. Fuckers got to stand up out there. They're going to run you over. As the officers pounded on his doors and demanded entry to shut the church down, Pastor Lewis said, "Take a hike." Thankfully, our doors were locked as a normal safety precaution. We take each service to protect our members from the escalating gun violence in Chicago. They have to lock the fucking doors at a church in Chicago. And this bird-brained mayor, Lightfoot, Lightbrain, is worried about people in the church. Worry about the people outside the church threatening the guys. They're letting criminals out of prison during this coronavirus thing, and they're hassling people in church. Do you understand the pattern? I see the patterns. I see it. It's so clear to me. It's like, I don't know. I'm different, though. When you go to, like, out to dinner or out to lunch or fucking breakfast at a diner or something, they have, like, the placemats there, and they have, like, a maze. You have the maze. I would just go. And my mom would be like, how did you do that? How did you do that? Like, less than 2 seconds, I see it. She'd say, okay, we'll see how good you are. She bought me like a little maze book. It was a book of different mazes. And the guy at the store said, yeah, this will keep busy for like a week. I finished it in 30 minutes. So I see things, you know, differently than many people. I understand that. But you understand where this is all going? You're being pushed around. Testing you, man. Seeing how much you put up with before they really clamp it down. This is like a test. This is like a test. And we're all failing, by the way, all of us. We're failing miserably. A sentry that is usually posted outside the sanctuary to the church to monitor the street door, they have to have a lookout like a drug dealer. I like how they say a sentry. It's called a lookout. On the street corner, if the cops are rolling in, if 5-0 is coming down, the lookout runs to another lookout, and that lookout, either by electronic means, like a phone, or has to run upstairs and tell people the cops are coming, everybody out. Ditch the place. A church has a lookout now, like it's an illicit operation. A sentry that is usually posted outside the sanctuary to monitor the street during service also reported seeing occupants of a dark car with tinted windows filming the incident through one open window. So they're out there filming, too. You know, they're looking for like a fight is what they're looking for. Oh, we got it on film. These black churchgoers were out of control. We got them. They're in there. They're in there conspiring against the state. We're going to shut all the churches down now. We got them. Last week, Lightfoot excoriated the city's churches, saying that their desire to reopen is dangerous and foolish. Lightfoot. Have you seen this broad? She looks like Beetlejuice. It's scary. She's got the little head. You have to see her to believe it. It's like... That's from the movie. I don't know what's going on. Also last week, the city began fining churches that Lightfoot thinks are violating her coronavirus lockdown orders after some churches started holding services on the second weekend of May. Fines were handed out to churches, including Philadelphia Romanian Church of God, Elim, a Romanian Pentecostal Church, Metro Praise International, and others. So there you have it. Big trouble in Chicago. Whoa. This is my water. I don't know. I think that water's from yesterday. It's usually a bad sign. What do you think this is? A third world country? I don't drink day old water. This is America. New headline. Cuomo admits we all failed at making coronavirus projections. No, I don't think we all failed. I think your asses failed, not us. These guys are unbelievable. Can you imagine? Cuomo said he can't predict when the hospitalization and death rate numbers will drop to the necessary threshold required for reopening certain regions because, as he put it, we all failed at predicting. No, your ass failed. It's a slight on all Italian Americans, this guy. I know a lot of good Italian Americans, right? He's making you all look bad, just like that hobo Kenny in Philly, the mayor. The shanty Irish, making us Irish Americans look bad. And de Blasio, I guess he's, is he Italian? He wouldn't, he doesn't look Italian. De Blasio, I guess that's, he's probably like French or something.
How dare you call William an Italian? He didn't even know Christopher Columbus. He doesn't even go to the Columbus Circle. How dare you? He's Francais.
Could see that. Him trying to like hobnob it at the party of Saints.
And my descendants knew Napoleon. Okay? Don't tell me about politics.
Now, people can speculate. People can guess. I think next week, I think 2 weeks, I think a month, Cuomo told reporters on Memorial Day, I'm out of that business because we all failed at that business, right? Didn't fail at killing people, though. Good job. You should be up on like a murder rap or a manslaughter rap. All the early national experts, we all failed. Here's my projection model. Here's my projection model. They were all wrong. They were all wrong. You were wrong, moron. You were fucking wrong, Cuomo. You. It's all, guys, it's all misdirection so that you don't pay any attention to the people he sent to his death. They sent to their deaths, not only in nursing homes, but on ventilators. We need more ventilators. We need the car companies to create ventilators so we can kill more people. Guys, after 2 weeks and there was like 80%, 85% mortality rate on ventilators, maybe don't use a fucking ventilator. Hello. You don't need to go to medical school to understand that if you're putting everybody on ventilators and they're dying, maybe don't put the fucking people on a ventilator. Jesus Christ. They teach this shit in medical school in Grenada. There are a lot of variables. I understand that. We didn't know what the social distancing would actually amount to. I get it. But we were all wrong, Cuomo said. So I'm sort of out of guessing business, right? I'm out of the guessing business, right? We watched. Are you? No, I think you're the CEO of the motherfucking guessing business. We watch the numbers. We prepare as the numbers drop. So when the number actually hits the threshold, we're ready to go. We just finished that. We're in the midst of that with Long Island, mid-Hudson region, etc. But I don't want to guess. In other words, you peasants out there, I'm done with discussing this with you peasants out there. I'm done with it. I'm above this. I'm the governor. I'm the son of a governor. You people are below me, you lowly press. The people that died. You knew what you were getting into when you lived in New York.
I had... You had a rather tough week, I'll tell you, wouldn't you, Andrew? I had a disastrous week. I had to weather all these little minions asking me questions about people dying. They knew what they were getting into the moment they stepped into the hospital. They knew that they were going to die.
These Cuomo. Literally a fucking lunatic. Oh, no. Here she is. Here she is. We can't go another day without this bitch showing up. Gretchen Crazy Eye Whitmer's husband used the status to try to get his boat in the water for a fun weekend. I'd say if he was trying to get away from the wife, let him do what he wants to do, you know? Gretchen Whitmer's husband, this poor bastard, Mark Mallory. Oh, she's one of these chicks that doesn't even take the name of the guy. Do you ever meet these broads? I'm keeping my name professionally. I want to be separate from my husband. This is bullshit. I'm not going to be part of a man. I shun traditional marriage names. I'm a professional woman. Hey, I'm all into professional women. I'm married to one. But easy up on the names, okay? She's one of these chicks. I know women like this. Friends of the family. I break their chops too. So don't get all up in arms if you're also one of these people. They're all professional. Bust little chops here. Everyone wants to keep their name until the credit goes bad, right? Do you know what? I think I'll take the married name on. I hit my maiden name and I've got 600 credit score. I'm pulling a 545. Let me change my name here and get that sucker up another 150 points. Gretchen Whitmer's husband, Mark Mallory, another frustrated Irishman. What is the Irish are continue to disappoint on a daily basis here. Is giving her a run for her money on the most hated public figure to come out of the Chinese Wu flu panic of 2020. I like that Wu flu panic. The company that launches his boat, North Shore. Lovey, have you heard from North Shore Dock? Did they take our boat out of mothballs? I specifically said to have the boat out of dry dock before the holiday weekend. How do you expect me to fish and crab? This is preposterous. I am the first lady man lady of Michigan. I will not be denied. The company North Shore Dock LLC reported that he called them to put his boat in the water in time for Memorial Day weekend, despite his wife's orders that no one should flock to recreational areas and take advantage of the partial reopening. The owner of North Shore Dock LLC posted to Facebook that Whitmer's husband called and asked for a favor so he could cut in line in front of others waiting for their turn. Oh, yeah, Mark, I'm sorry. We can't do that. Your wife passed an edict saying that no one should even be in recreational areas. Hey, guys. Who is this, Jim down North Dock? Don't listen what that bitch says. She's crazy. I'm sorry, we have to.
Who are you on the phone with? Who's Jim? Who's North Dock?
Nobody, honey. checking the weather. See what the waves are going to be like. Checking the marine warning. That's like the thing, right? You're on the phone, and then have you ever been over people's houses, and the wife knows everything or the other guy's doing? The guy's, like, hiding from her. The guy's in a hamper trying to make a phone call to order a pizza at midnight. This is this chick. On May 18th, Whitmer announced plans to lift restrictions on northern, lower Michigan, and upper peninsula ahead of the Memorial Day weekend.
If you don't live in these regions, think long and hard before you take a trip into them, Whitmer said at the May 18th press conference. A small spike could put the hospital system in dire straits pretty quickly, she added. That's precisely why we're asking everyone to continue doing their part. Don't descend on Traverse City from all regions of the state. Warning, warning, you will die.
Unfortunately, that's not a a message that self-destructs in 5 minutes. The property owned by Whitmer and her husband is about 25 minutes from Traverse City.
No one can go to Traverse City because we don't want any traffic because my husband's putting the boat on the water. We want the lake to ourselves. You will die.
Oh, man. Okay. Where are we at here? Is this the last story? Because we are on a fucking roll here with this stuff tonight. We got another podcast coming. I just did the More Pain show. You want to check that out? That was a good one. And, you know, we started this show off here at midnight. Catching up on the news and stuff. They're already rioting in Minneapolis. The riots have started based on that stuff we talked about at the beginning of the show. So, the difference, okay? I just looked at the news coming out over the wires, and it's a full-fledged mayhem there. And as we were speaking, this started happening. So don't tell me I don't have my fucking finger on the pulse of the street. Ever since I was a kid, you know, you grow up in that environment, you never lose it. You always have it. And you're always down with the way folks coming up the hard way live. And I've always been sensitive to that my whole life. And that's not something that will go away anytime soon. Oh, that's always part of who you are. And I don't forget where I came from. I don't forget it. You can't be grateful for the things you have in life if you forget where you came from. You're not centered. You're not balanced. Headline, CDC admits to giving misleading COVID-19 testing data. Several states have been making the same mistake.
Oh, Dr. Redfield.
Paging Dr. Redfield.
Centers for Disease Control and Prevention admitted that it is combining viral and antibody tests when reporting its overall testing totals, a decision which scientists say paints an inaccurate picture of the state of the pandemic in America. It's apples to oranges. The two tests measure two different things, said Mary Jo Trepka, a professor of epidemiology at the Florida International University. You've got to be kidding me, said Ashish Jha. God bless you. director of the Harvard Global Health Institute in a report. How could the CDC make that mistake? This is a mess. They do this stuff on purpose. Ashish Jha, God bless you. I think that's Ashish Jha. Gesundheit. The report also found that the CDC is not alone in making the mistake. Pennsylvania, Georgia, Texas, Vermont, and other states have also been conflating the results of the two different types of tests. Virginia and Maine only recently stopped. I told people in Pennsylvania the numbers were full of shit. And they already looked bad, reflecting on these medical professionals before this information came out. Now it's even worse. Where do these people come from, CDC? Is that what happened when ShamWow went belly up? Everybody from ShamWow ended up at the CDC. By conflating the results of the two tests, the CDC, along with several states, have been making it more difficult to understand the meaning of positive and negative tests. The viral testing is to understand how many people are getting infected, while antibody testing is looking in the rearview mirror. The two tests are totally different signals. Ashish Jha added in the report, he added that combining the results makes the data uninterpretable, just like everything else the government makes uninterpretable, right? The conflation also makes it more difficult to judge whether the country or an individual state has improved in their viral testing capacity, since results may be buffeted by the inclusion of antibody tests. If they are reporting the number of real-time PCR tests plus the number of serology tests together, it's hard to interpret and hard to know how many people are actually screened for an acute infection. added Trepka. Here's the takeaway. Just shut up and keep your fucking masks on, people. And don't leave the house while we rape and pillage your country and your civil rights. And if you do step out of line, you don't have a mask on, we'll put a knee on your neck and kill you in the street. Then when you rise up and do something about it, then we'll deal with you guys. I mean, this is insane, right? Just one thing after another. Our government has let us down. I mean, I implore Trump, I implore the president to snap out of whatever haze he's in or whatever trance he's in with these people in D.C. and break out of it and get back to 2016, 2017 Trump. We need you out here to get back to, you got to find your mojo. I don't know what happened during this pandemic, but you've lost your mojo, man. You know, maybe you're getting in the process of getting it back, maybe with some of these tweets and things, but you need to focus on the issues at hand. And you need to get ahead of this situation. You need to get Barr ahead of this situation where the cops are completely out of fucking control. He's got to do something to clamp down on this before you have problems. I actually think it's too late now. I think this thing in Minnesota is going to spread throughout the country. I could be wrong. I remain a humble student of history. I remain optimistic at all times that, as I said the other day, I'm praying for a miracle for this country. Guess what? What I saw in Minnesota today is not the fucking miracle I was praying for. It's quite the opposite. And this has the potential to spread to other cities. The environment is rife and ripe for this, and it's trouble ahead. Like I said, dark days. I said dark days ahead, and boom, before the podcast is even over, we're in a dark day. People say, you started the broadcast after the riots. That's not fair. I recorded the first part of this broadcast, the Pain in the Morning show, before I did the More Pain show. 6 o'clock Eastern Standard Time to 7 o'clock Eastern Standard Time tonight. I cut the first half hour of the show. Now it's after More Pain. It's midnight Eastern Standard Time, and I'm doing the second half hour. I got to squeeze these things in. And then after this, I got to do the front end of the main Big Wednesday podcast. Two podcasts coming out. So Tuesdays are very busy. So I squeeze things in at different times when I can squeeze them in. So I said at 6 o'clock Eastern Standard Time that there was going to be unrest. And now after I got all done with the More Pain show at about 10:30 at night Eastern Standard Time, I think we did 2.5 hours there or 2 hours there, I look and there's rioting. So it's not like apples and oranges. I didn't start recording the whole thing until, you know, midnight. We're finishing up. Putting finishing touches on. I got an interview tomorrow I have an interview tomorrow on the main podcast. And then what I do tonight is after this, I'll get something to eat after I cut this. And we're finishing up here right now. And then I will get to do the front end of that podcast because I wait until the very end till all the information comes in. We have some breaking news that came in tonight on More Pain, and that's why I don't record stuff on a Sunday or a Monday because the news changes so fast. You end up cutting that stuff, ends up on the cutting room floor. I want stuff fresh. So I'll record 1, 2, 3 in the morning. We'll see how these riots play out. I'll report on that on the main podcast too. Putting out fresh stuff, man. This isn't day old bread. Thanks for all your support. Folks on patreon.com/truepundit and subscribestar.com/truepundit. Shout out to you guys. Thanks for watching the video podcast. And also for your support, you got a good show tonight on a More Pain show on both formats. That was a good one. And we'll see you back here a few hours after this one for the main podcast. And then again tomorrow, Pain in the Morning. Guys are keeping me busy, keeping the old man on his toes. Take care. God bless. Hang in there during tough times. Say a prayer. See you.